When Google announced the first Chromebook in 2011, many tech pundits just shrugged their shoulders. A computer that pretty much only ran Google Chrome seemed like a limited and not very attractive idea. But several things have happened in the 10 years that Chromebooks have been around that have made Chromebook a big seller in the computer laptop market. The abundance of Web 2.0 and so-called rich internet applications have seen the browser become more than a place that we go to visit static pages of text. The browser is now a place where we can run full applications, where we can manage emails, spreadsheets, documents, presentations, and even create multimedia content. And certainly people watch a lot of multimedia content through their browser as well, with all of the major streaming service providers offering web-based applications. Chrome OS itself has matured, now supporting Android applications as well, with Android being the most popular mobile operating system in the world. Having a laptop that can run all the familiar apps that you may already have from your Google Play Store account is a compelling proposition. And then the pandemic hit. I became interested in Chromebooks because of my day job as the CEO of a national employment service for disabled people in New Zealand. Our government was aware of the digital divide that the lockdown glaringly highlighted, and it scrambled to put computers in the hands of those who couldn't afford them, or who previously didn't have training in the use of computers and didn't feel confident doing it themselves. When you're buying that many computers, the cheaper, the better. Chromebooks fit the bill. A report by Canalys states that Chromebook shipments went up from 14.7 million units to 30.7 million units in 2020 alone. In Q4 2020, 3.5 million of these machines were shipped by HP, while 2.8 million were shipped by Lenovo. Laptop brands Dell and Acer each shipped about 1.5 million units in 2020. Chromebooks have overtaken Macs as the most popular operating system behind Windows. In Q1 2020, Apple and Google were neck and neck. Windows grabbed 87.5% of the market, Mac OS took 5.8%, and Chrome OS captured 5.3%, so very close. But in Q2 of 2020, Windows fell to 81.7%, Mac OS grew to 7.6%, and Chrome OS leaped ahead to 10%. Q3 and Q4 of 2020 confirmed the trend. Windows dropped further to 78.9% for Q3, and then 76.7% for Q4. Mac OS grew to 8.4% for Q3, and then fell back to 7.7% for Q4. While Chrome OS had 11.5% for Q3 and then a whopping 14.4% market share for Q4. The Q4 results are particularly notable because the fourth quarter tends to be the biggest for PC shipments. It's a testimony to how far accessibility has come that there are many of us who consider ourselves blind computer geeks who've heard that Chrome OS is accessible and may have briefly enabled ChromeVox, the screen reader that's built into every Chromebook, but hadn't actually got up close and personal to really evaluate whether Chromebooks are a viable solution for blind people. Because some of the customers we serve in my day job have the opportunity to be given Chromebooks, I bought myself a Chromebook so I could take a look for myself. I'm going to take you on a tour of a Chromebook with ChromeVox running on it, and by the end of it, hopefully you'll be able to form your own opinion about whether you think you can imagine yourself or perhaps somebody you know who doesn't have a computer at the moment using one. But I'll say right from the outset that I'm much more impressed than I expected to be with the way that ChromeVox works on Chrome OS. If you have a Mac or a Windows computer now, and you're proficient with the screen reader that you currently use, I think it's unlikely that you'd want to ditch what you have for a Chromebook. But people who haven't used a computer before, who are willing to put the work in to get to know the operating system and the screen reader and appropriate applications, could get things done and enjoy many of the things the web has to offer, and the experience that you'll have will be surprisingly speedy and pleasant. Not surprisingly, Chromebooks work particularly well with Google's own workspace offerings, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Docs, and Google Sheets. but you can also use it with the online versions of Microsoft Office, and you can download the Android applications for Office if you prefer. Since Chromebooks generally store data in the cloud, they don't need a lot of storage, and they don't require hefty processors or RAM, which also contributes to their affordability. Chromebooks are Linux-based, software updates happen automatically, your data is backed up to the cloud, and they're not susceptible to viruses, but of course you still have to be aware of phishing attacks. Boot times are impressive, and battery life is amazing. You can do some work offline if you take the right steps to do so in advance, but they tend to be quite reliant on an internet connection. That can be problematic, for example, if you find yourself at a hotel with dodgy internet. Although, as long as you can tether your smartphone to your Chromebook, you should be good to go. Admittedly, I have a very high-end Windows laptop, but I was able to buy a Chromebook for about 10% of what I paid for my very fast and slick Dell XPS 15. Bonnie and I went to a local department store that sells computers, and there were several Chromebooks on display from companies like Acer, HP, Dell, and Lenovo. And it really came down to the feel of the keyboard for me, and whether I wanted to pay a little extra for a touchscreen model. In the end, I elected not to do that. I purchased an Acer C733 Chromebook. It has an Intel Celeron CPU with 4GB of RAM, 32GB of storage, and an 11.6-inch screen, so it's quite small and light. Incidentally, you can get a lot of information about your system by opening a tab in Chrome OS and typing chrome:/system. Now, times have changed, and there was once a time when we would be happy to get a computer, and perhaps for those of us who were less confident with these things, would expect an assistive technology expert or a trusted sighted friend to come and get things talking for us. Increasingly, we're expecting that these things should be able to talk out of the box. So can a blind person get a Chromebook home from the store and get it talking themselves? The answer to that is absolutely yes. This is one of the best experiences I've ever had in terms of getting something new that I've never really used before out of the box and getting it talking without any help required whatsoever. To show you what to expect when you get a Chromebook out of the box and you've taken it home, I've power washed my Chromebook. This is a really simple process where you sign out of your Google account and then you press Control-Alt-Shift-R and you go through a process of power washing the computer, essentially resetting it to factory defaults, and it behaves as if you've never used it before. So that's the state that we're going to begin this review in, as if the computer had just come out of its box. Now, the one thing that I did run into trouble with when I got my computer out of the box was that when I lift the lid of this Chromebook, it automatically powers up. I don't know whether that is typical of all Chromebooks, but it's not something I was expecting. So as somebody who doesn't even see light from dark, I couldn't tell whether the screen was on or anything like that. I lifted the lid and then I pressed the power button. So initially, I was frustrated by the fact that nothing happened. The reason for that was that lifting the lid powered it on, so when I pressed and held down the power button for a couple of seconds, I powered it off again. I am now going to power the computer on, and I've done that now, and we'll just give it a few seconds to boot up. I'm not sure whether we'll hear any kind of sound when this thing boots up for the first time. In effect, there we go, we do in fact hear that sound, and so that tells me that we're all ready to go. We need to enable ChromeVox at this point, and the magic keys to do that on any Chromebook are Control, Alt, and Z. So I'll press Control, Alt, and Z together.
Welcome to ChromeVox. ChromeVox spoken feedback is ready. Welcome to the ChromeVox tutorial. To exit this tutorial at any time, press the Escape key on the top left corner of the keyboard. To turn off ChromeVox, hold Ctrl and Alt, and press Z. When you're ready, use the spacebar to move to the next lesson.
Couldn't be simpler. Just waiting for that sound that made it very clear that the Chromebook had booted. Then I pressed Ctrl Alt Z, and we were up and running. I'm going to press the spacebar now. One thing that Google has always been very good at is these tutorials, and the Chromebook is no exception.
Essential keys. Control. Let's start with a few keys that you'll use regularly. The control key can be used to stop any current speech. Find the control key on the bottom left corner of your keyboard. To continue, press the control key.
There is consistency about the way that keys are laid out on a Chromebook, and the control key, as the tutorial says, is the bottom left-hand key of the keyboard. It's quite a large key, and it can be large because there's only two keys on the left-hand side of the spacebar. There's no equivalent to the Windows key or the Option key, say, in the case of a Mac, so you've just got two big keys on the left of the spacebar, Control and then Alt. So I'll tap Control as the tutorial instructs.
Let's start. Essential keys. Shift. Now, find the left shift key, which is directly above the control key. To continue, press the left shift key.
I'll press that.
Essential keys. Search. Next, you'll learn about the search key. The search key is used in combination with other keys for Chromebox commands. The search key is immediately above the left shift key. To continue, press the search key.
The tutorial isn't going to tell you this, but the search key is where you would expect the caps lock to be on most keyboards, just above the shift key. And it acts like a modifier, say the JAWS key or the NVDA key, so I'll tap that.
Basic navigation. Now you'll learn some basic navigation. You can hold search and press the arrow keys to move around the screen. To continue, press search plus right arrow.
So we're using it like a modifier. I'll hold down the search key and press right arrow.
If you reach an item that you want to click, press search plus space. Try it now to continue.
I'll do that.
Tab navigation. You can also use the tab key to move to the next interactive item on the screen. Find the tab key, which is directly above the search key. To continue, press the tab key.
The tab key is exactly where you would expect it to be on a keyboard like this. I'll press tab now.
Tab navigation continued. You can use shift plus tab to move to the previous interactive item. To continue, press shift plus tab.
I'll do that.
Enter. You can also press enter to activate items. For example, enter can be used to submit text in a form. To continue, press enter.
I'll press enter now.
Drop down lists. Heading 1. Press search plus right arrow or search plus left arrow to navigate this lesson.
Okay, I'll press search plus right arrow.
There will be times when you need to select an item from a drop-down list. To do so, first expand the list by pressing search plus space. Then use the up and down arrow keys to select an item. Finally, collapse the list by pressing search plus space.
I'll press search plus right arrow now.
Press search plus right arrow to find the practice area or the next lesson button. Then press search plus space to activate.
So I'll press search plus right arrow.
Practice area button.
And activate it.
Press search plus space to activate.
There's the hint. So it does have hints rather like, say, the JAWS tutor voice or the voiceover hints option.
Dialogue. Practice area. Drop down lists. Try selecting your favorite season from the list. My favorite season. Close practice area. Try selecting your favorite season from the list.
I'll press search with right arrow.
My favorite season, spring, button, has pop-up, with 4 items, collapsed. Press search plus space to activate.
There's a lot of information there, so it tells us right there that there are 4 items in this list even before we invoke it, so I'll do that.
My favorite season, button, has pop-up, with 4 items, expanded. Press search plus space to activate.
Now I can up and down arrow.
List box, with 4 items, summer. List item, 2 of 4. Autumn, list item, winter, list item, 4 of 4.
And will it wrap? No. So if I want to go back up to spring.
Autumn, summer, spring, list item, 1 of 4.
And it doesn't wrap. So I'll down arrow to winter.
Summer, autumn, winter, list item, 4 of 4.
And press enter.
My favorite season, winter, button, has pop up, with 4 items, collapsed. Press search plus space to activate.
I'll press search with right arrow now.
Close practice area button.
And press the close button.
Press practice area button.
Search with right arrow.
Next lesson button.
And go to the next lesson.
Quick orientation complete. Heading 1. Press search plus right arrow or search plus left arrow to navigate this lesson.
I'll do that. I'll go right.
Well done. You've learned the Chromebox basics. You can go through the tutorial again or exit this tutorial by finding and clicking on a button below. After you set up your device, you can come back and view more tutorials by pressing search plus O. Then T. Previous lesson, button. Restart quick orientation, button. All lessons, button. Main menu, button. Exit tutorial, button. Press search plus space to activate.
And I've done that, and now we are at...
Welcome. Heading 1.
The setup screen. So let's
press search
go
plus space
this.
To activate. Select language and keyboard button. Currently selected language is English, Australia. Button. Press search plus space to activate.
I think I'm going to set this to English US, actually. So I will press search with space.
Choose your language and keyboard. Dialogue. Choose your language and keyboard language. Select language keyboard. Select keyboard. OK. Select language. English, Australia. Button. Has pop up. With 344 items. Collapsed. Press search plus space to activate.
A lot of language options there.
Select language. Button. Has pop up. With 344 items. Expanded. Press search plus space to activate.
I've done that, and now I should be able to down arrow.
List box. With 344 items. Amharic, Ethiopia, Emirinya, Ethiopia. List item.
We should be able to use first letter navigation, so I'll press E.
English, Anguilla. English, Antigua. English, Austria. English, Bahamas. English, Barbados. English, Belgium. English, Belize. English, Bermuda. English, Botswana. English, British. English, British Virgin Islands. English, Burundi. English, Cameroon. English, Gambia.
You can hear I'm down arrowing. It's quite responsive.
English, Isle of Man. English, Marshall Islands. English, Palau. English, St. Helena. English, Tanzania. English, Tuvalu. List item. English, United Kingdom. English, United States. POSIX. List item. English, United States. List item. 163 of 300.
So there are two there.
English, United States, POSIX. List. English, United States, list item.
I think I just choose that one.
English, U.S. out. English.
Yep.
Select. Welcome to Chromebox. Chromebox spoken feedback is ready. Welcome to the Chromebox tutorial. To exit this tutorial at any time,
now it's
press
gone
the escape key on the top
back.
Left. Select language. English, United States.
So I just pressed the escape key. I think because I changed my language, it decided to give me the tutorial again. So I've pressed escape to quickly quit the tutorial, and now we'll continue the setup of the Chromebook.
Keyboard. Select keyboard. US. Button.
That's
has
fine.
Pop up. With 3 items. Collapsed. Press search plus space to activate.
I'll go right with search and right arrow.
Okay. Button.
And that's all we have.
Press search plus space to activate.
I'll do that.
Welcome. Dialogue. Welcome. Select language and keyboard button. Currently selected language is English, United States. POSIX. Accessibility, let's go. Select language and keyboard button. Currently selected language.
I'll go right.
Accessibility. Button.
And let's have a look at accessibility, which is right here on the setup screen. So we'll press the search key with the spacebar to set this up.
Accessibility settings. Dialogue. Accessibility settings. You can customize this device to fit your needs. These accessibility features can be changed later in settings. Large mouse cursor, high contrast mode, screen magnifier, select to speak, docked magnifier, on screen keyboard, OK.
I don't think there's anything I want to change here.
Large mouse cursor, high contrast mode, screen magnifier, select to speak, docked magnifier, on screen keyboard, OK. Button, Chrome.
Yep.
Accessibility
and then it wraps.
Settings.
It wraps around. So I am not going to change any of this. I would like to enable dictation a bit later.
On screen. Okay. Button. Welcome. Dialogue. Welcome.
We'll continue to traverse this screen.
Let's go. Button.
And now we have a let's go button. So we've done those initial setup steps.
Connect to network. Dialogue. Connect to network to restore your data. Connect to the internet network 1 of 7. Manand Wi-Fi. Secured. Signal strength 98%. Connect network 2 of 7.
Now we've got a list of networks, and I want to connect to our 5 gigahertz network, which is called MAN and Wi-Fi 5G, so I think I should down arrow here.
Network 2 of 7. MAN and Wi-Fi 5G. Secured. Signal strength 98%.
Sounds good. Let's press enter.
Password. Password edit text.
And I'm going to type in the network key.
Bullet, 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 bullet.
Ooh, and press enter.
Alert. Connecting to Manand Wi-Fi 5G. Chrome. Alert. Connected to Manand Wi-Fi 5G. Strong signal. Google Terms of Service. Dialog. Google Chrome OS Terms Contents.
And if you want to, you can read the Google Terms of Service, which I have already done because I've set up the Chromebook before, so I'm going to get past it. And the way I'm going to try is to navigate to a checkbox, which I'm sure there will be in a Terms of Service screen like this. This slightly leaps us ahead to some other commands I will eventually show you, but you can navigate by various elements on the screen, and it's very JAWS-like. So if I want to navigate to a checkbox on the screen, I hold down the search key, which is the ChromeVox key when ChromeVox is active, and press the letter X.
Optional. Help improve Chrome OS features and performance by automatically sending diagnostic and usage data to Google. Learn more. Tick box. Ticked. Exited document. Optional. Help improve.
Okay, that's fine. I'm happy to leave that checked.
Back. Button. Accept and continue. Button.
And I'll press that.
Checking for updates. Determining device configuration. Who's using this Chromebook? Dialog. Who's using this Chromebook? You can always add more people after setup. Each person can personalize their account and keep data private. You set up this device for work or personal use. A child set digital ground rules to help children play. Explore and do schoolwork at home next.
All right, let's navigate the screen and set this up.
Chrome. Who's you? You can always... You set up this device for work or personal use. Radio button selected.
That's selected, and that's what I want.
A child set digital ground rules to help children play. Explore and do schoolwork at home. Radio button unselected. Next button.
And let's activate the next button. I'm going to press the search key and the space bar to do that.
Dialog. Back next. Please wait. Sign into your Chromebook. Sign in. Google Accounts. Region. Form. Email or phone. Edit text. Email entry.
And now it is asking me for my Google ID, the email address that is associated with my Google ID. So I'm going to type that in now and not record what I'm typing in. So I've done that and I'll press the tab key.
Forgot email. Button. More options. Button. Back. Button. Next. Button.
I was tabbing, so I'll press enter on the next button.
Jonathan Mosen. Enter your password. Password edit text. Region.
And I can now type my password into this field.
Bullet, 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 bullet.
And press enter.
Two-step verification. This extra step shows that it's really you trying to sign in. Enter code. Edit text numeric only. Region. Form.
I may well do a feature on this for Mosen at Large sometime in the future, but recently I have switched as many things as I can from SMS authentication, which is unreliable at times and also has some security vulnerabilities, to an authenticator app on my iPhone. And I've chosen the Microsoft Authenticator app. So I need now to look in the Microsoft Authenticator app. Every 30 seconds, it generates a new key, and I will have to type that key into the Chromebook, and that will authenticate me. So I'll do all of that while the recording is paused. I've entered the code. I'll press enter.
Please wait. Alert. Signing in.
And that seems to have worked because it's signing in and playing a chirpy tune.
Welcome to Chromebox. Chromebox spoken feedback is ready. Welcome to the Chromebox tutorial. To exit this tutorial at any time, press the escape key on the top left corner of the keyboard. To turn off Chromebox, hold Ctrl and Alt, and press Z.
I'm going to press escape.
You're signed in. Dialog. You're signed in. Chrome sync your bookmarks. History. Passwords and other settings will be synced to your Google account so that you can use them on all of your devices. Personalize Google services. Google may use your browsing history to personalize search, ads, and other Google services. You can change this at any time at myaccount.google.com/activitycontrols/search-review-sync-options following setup accept and continue. Accept and continue. Button.
As you can hear, this is just such a very smooth, slick, accessible process. We've now seen the tutorial three times, but I guess that's better than not seeing any tutorial at all. And you can be very much acquainted with how to navigate the basics, but there's a lot more to show you once we get through this process.
Chrome, you're signed in. Review sync options following setup. Tick box. Not ticked. Google may use your personalized your bookmarks. History. Review sync options following setup. Tick box. Not ticked.
So I don't think I need to worry about the sync options. We'll go on.
Close. Button. Chrome didn't shut down correctly.
Oh.
Cancel. Button. Restore. Default. Button.
I think we'll just hit cancel here.
Cancel.
This is the first time we've run it, so I'm not sure why it's giving that message.
Tab created.
And Mushroom now, FM, there we go.
The home of the fun guys. With four decades of magic mushroom memories. Mushroom FM. Mushroom FM, the home of the fun guys. With four decades of magic mushroom memories. Mushroom FM.
Here we are. Mushroom FM is my home page, and Chrome has loaded, and we're set up, and we're ready to use the Chromebook. When you power up the Chromebook from now on, you'll sign in with your Google account password, and then very quickly, the Chrome browser will open and you'll be taken to whatever the default experience that you've opted for in Chrome. This works the same way as the Google Chrome on your desktop or on any other device that you have. And in fact, if those other devices are signed into your Google account, then it's all in sync. So any history will sync, any tabs that you have from other devices will sync. If you've set certain pages to be your home page in Chrome on other devices, then you will find that that is all automatically inherited on the Chromebook. So it's pretty cool if you are a Google Chrome user across all your devices. And if you're not, but you do get into the Chrome OS ecosystem, then it is kind of a big incentive for you to use Google Chrome on all your other devices, including iOS, Windows, and Android, and of course macOS as well. A lot of the commands are the same, so you can press Ctrl-T to create a new tab. We can press various keys like Ctrl-L to go to the address bar to open a location. We can also use voice search. So if I open a new tab by pressing Ctrl-T.
Tab created.
And I'll press the tab key now.
Banner. Gmail. Images. Google Apps. Google Account. Combo box. Combo box. Search by voice. Button.
There's the search by voice button.
Press search plus space to activate.
If I press that search plus space to activate, I can say something like,
use your microphone. www.google.com wants to use your microphone. Close. Button. Block. Button. Allow. Button.
Well, we want to allow that, so we'll
press
do that.
Press search plus space. New tab. Dialogue. Close didn't get that. Try again. New tab.
That's fine. We'll try it again now that we've given permission. That's a one-off thing, of course, because this is essentially a new device now.
Customize. New tab. Banner. Images. Google. Combo box. Search by voice.
Let's try it again.
Dialogue. Close waiting. Dialogue.
What's the forecast
Close
for
waiting.
Tomorrow?
Waiting. Press search plus space to activate. What's the forecast for tomorrow? Google search. What's the forecast for tomorrow? Google search.
And now we should be able to navigate.
Accessibility link. Search modes. Search results. Heading 1. Main. Weather result. Heading 2.
And there's the weather.
Cloudy. Image. 18. Heading. Degree Celsius. Disabled. Button.
So we've got the weather forecast. Sometimes I have heard the Google Assistant speak the answers back, and it may be that we just need to do a bit more configuring. We'll certainly explore the settings in due course. But I want to talk a little bit about the way that ChromeVox works now. One of the features that will be very useful to you is sticky mode. And this is a lot like quick nav in iOS or scan mode in Narrator. It means that you can navigate around without having to hold down the search key and press the left and right arrow keys to move around the screen. It also means that you can use the many shortcuts that are in ChromeVox without having to hold down the search key. And I'll tell you more about some of those commands in a moment, but to toggle sticky mode, you press the search key twice quite quickly.
Sticky mode enabled.
Sticky mode is now enabled, and that means that I can just press the right arrow key.
degree Fahrenheit, button, precipitation, 10%, humidity, 84%.
And it also means if I want to navigate by heading, I can press the letter H.
Granada Village, Wellington, heading 3.
How do we know about these shortcut keys? Well, there are various ways that you can discover what to do with Chrome OS and ChromeVox, and I want to show you some of those now. Like many screen readers, ChromeVox has a keyboard learn mode. And if you are used to the way that Android works, at least it's worked this way historically, you have these sort of multi-layered gestures in Android. And indeed, the Google ecosystem loves multi-layer everything. If you've ever used Google Docs, then you will know, for example, that there are often two keystrokes that you have to execute. So you might press sort of Alt-N for next, and then another key to tell the app what the next thing is that you're dealing with. And so there are multi-layered commands in ChromeVox. I find them a bit hard to get used to, but to be fair, Jaws has gone this way too with their Jaws key with the spacebar and the multi-layered commands in there. So I guess it's just a consequence of having so many functions that you may not have sufficient keys anymore. So let's have a look at this. The first thing I want to do is turn the keyboard learn mode on, and we'll just press a few keys to see what they do. To do that, you press the search key with O. Think of that as the options key. And then you press the letter of the key whose option you want to activate. So in this case, because we want to toggle keyboard learn mode on, we press search with O for options and then K for keyboard learn. I'll do that. Search with O, I don't get any feedback, and then K.
ChromeVox learn mode. ChromeVox learn mode. Press a QWERTY key. Refreshable braille key or touch gesture to learn its function. Press control with W or escape to exit.
Welcome to ChromeVox learn mode, and I've come in here because there is a row of function keys above the QWERTY row of the keyboard, and these do not perform traditional function keys. The concept of, say, F1 for help or F4 for closing things with the Alt key, that does not exist in Chrome OS. Remember, this is not Windows. This is a completely different operating system. These keys have dedicated functions. The left-hand key is the escape key, and I'm not going to press that because that will exit the learn mode. I'll press the first one after the escape key, what we might think of as F1.
Back.
And that performs the back function. I'll press the next one.
Forward.
And that's forward. Quite handy, because remember, a lot of this is browser-based, so if you want to move forward and back through your browser history, these are very good keys to press, F1 and F2, essentially. We'll press what we would think of as F3.
Refresh.
And that is the refresh key, so that's a bit different. Normally, you would press F5 to refresh in Windows, but it's the F3 key on a Chromebook. Go to what we would think of as F4.
Toggle full screen.
That toggles full screen. I'll press the F5.
Window overview. Brightness down. Brightness up.
Now F8 is the mute key, so I won't press that.
Volume down. Volume up.
And then we have the power button at the end of that row, at least on this Chromebook. I'm not sure how consistent that layout is from device to device, but I have a feeling it is fairly consistent. From within here, you can also press, say, the H key.
H.
And you get no feedback other than that's the letter H, even if you are in sticky mode. But if you hold down the search key and H, you will get its function.
Search. H. Next heading.
And we can also press
X. Next tick box.
So this is all sounding very familiar if you are a Jaws user. If we press B with the search key.
Search. B. Next button.
And E.
E. Next editable text area.
F.
F. Next form field.
Yep, really familiar.
L. Next link.
We can go through these. There are a few differences from Jaws, but they are very similar overall. Just like in Jaws, you can press Shift with any of these keys to go backwards. And what's very nice is that if you press the Control key in conjunction with any of these keys, you will get a list of the elements in question. For example, pressing ChromeVox Control H will give you a list of headings. So you can go in here and press these keys to your heart's content and not worry about breaking anything in this learn mode. Even if you just tap one of the modifier keys, like if I tap Control.
Control. Stop speech.
And.
Search. Shift.
So they all tell us what they do, and I'm going to press the escape key now.
What's the forecast for tomorrow? Google search.
And we're back in that tab. I can close this tab by pressing Control W. That'll be a familiar command.
Mushroom FM.
And we're back on the home page, which is Mushroom FM. Another way that you can learn about what keys do what, or sometimes there might be a function that you want to perform that you don't do very often, and you just think, I know that ChromeVox can do this, but I'm just not remembering how. We can get to a menu system, which is very comprehensive for ChromeVox. We do it by pressing the search key and the full stop, or the period key.
Stick, search the menus, search. Type to search the menus. Use the up and down arrows to cycle through results. Use the left and right arrows to adjust the text caret and to move between menus.
For JAWS users, this is very similar to the JAWS key with space and then J, and then you can search for a JAWS command and it comes up. So this is a very similar function right here. Just type what you're looking for and hopefully ChromeVox will understand what you're looking for and present it in a menu for you. But if not, we can navigate through a menu system, and I'll press right arrow to do that.
Jump. Menu. Go to beginning of table search plus alt plus shift plus left arrow. Menu item. 1 of 67.
Whoa.
Press up or down arrow to navigate, enter to activate. Go to beginning of table search plus alt plus shift plus left arrow. Menu item. 1 of 67.
So it is a little bit repetitive sometimes, but that's a lot of choices just on this one menu item. We'll quickly go down and have a look at some other ones.
Go to beginning of the current column search plus control plus alt plus shift. Go to beginning of the current row search. Go to end of table search plus. Go to end of the current column search. Go to end of the current row search. Go to the next column search plus. Go to the next row search plus. Go to the previous column search plus control plus alt plus left arrow. Go to the previous row search plus, jump to details search plus A, then jump to the bottom of the page search plus control plus right arrow. Jump to the top of the page search plus control plus left arrow.
Those are particularly useful commands, I find.
Next button search plus B. Next character search plus shift plus right arrow. Next combo box search plus C. Next editable text area search plus E. Next form field search plus F. Next graphic search plus G. Next group search plus control plus down arrow. Next heading search plus H. Next landmark search plus semicolon. Next level 1 heading search plus 1.
If you press enter on any of these commands, they do execute. So if you are on a busy web page and you want to go somewhere and you just can't remember how to do it, you can navigate this menu. When you find the choice you want, press enter and it will actually perform the action.
Next level 2 heading search plus 2. Next level 3. Next line search plus down arrow. Next link search plus L. Next list search plus J. Next object search plus right arrow. Menu. Next similar item search plus I. Next table search plus T.
So we're going to go on and on with this because there are 67 items. I won't go through them all, but it is a comprehensive series of jump commands that you can traverse here and find the ones you want. And obviously, any screen reader, when it's new, has a daunting series of commands, and you've got to invest some time in coming up to speed. The point is that ChromeVox is really powerful. And if you are willing to put the work in, there is quite a bit. And this is only the first menu. If I right arrow now, we'll get to the next one.
Speech. Menu. Announce current battery status search plus O, then B.
If I press enter, for example, we'll find out how much juice I've got at the moment.
Battery at 96%. 11 hours and 37 minutes until battery is empty.
So that's nice battery life, isn't it? It's suggesting that I've got about 11 hours to play with before I need to charge this again. This particular Chromebook has USB-A and USB-C slots. And if memory serves, it has an SD card as well. Let's go back and explore that menu again. So I'm going to press the search key with full stop or period.
Search the menu.
And then right arrow.
Jump.
Right arrow again to speech.
Speech. Menu. Announce current battery status search plus O, then B. Announce formatting for current item search plus A, then F. Announce phonetic pronunciation for word search plus A, then C. Announce the title of the current page search plus A, then W.
That's a useful one to know, how to quickly check what the web page is titled.
Announce the URL behind a link search plus A, then L.
That is also very cool, to just get the URL of a link.
Announce the URL of the current page search plus A, then U. Announces a complete description of the current position search plus K. Menu item. ChromeVox find in page search plus forward slash. Menu item. Cycle punctuation echo search plus A, then P. Menu item.
So let's try that.
All punctuation.
So then I do search A and P.
No punctuation.
Search A and P again.
Some punctuation.
And I presume we're back to all if we do search A and P again.
All punctuation.
Yep, so I'll toggle back to some.
No punctuation. Some punctuation.
Now let's go back to the menu.
Sticky. Jump. Tabs. Chromebox. Tabs. Speech. Menu.
Just arrowing down a few times.
Cycle typing echo search plus. Decrease pitch search plus shift plus close bracket. Decrease rate of speech search plus shift plus open bracket. Increase pitch search plus close bracket. Increase rate of speech search plus open bracket. Reset text to speech settings search plus control plus shift plus backslash.
That is a very useful command sometimes if you try and apply a text to speech engine that goes a bit wrong. And I have actually had this problem and luckily was able to remember that command and get me out of a bind where I lost all speech.
Show context menu search plus M. Menu item. 16 of 20.
That is also a really important command. It's kind of like right-clicking on things, bringing up a context menu, and you will find that command to be really useful. We'll talk about that some more a bit later.
Speak the current time and date search plus A, then D. Stop speech control. Menu. Toggle speech on or off search plus volume mute. Menu item. 19 of 20.
That could be useful if you have a braille display.
Turn sound feedback earkins on or off search plus A, then E. Menu item. 20 of 20.
I actually find the earcons quite piercing, so I do like to have those off, but I'm leaving them on for the purposes of this demo to show you what they're like. So those are the 20 items that are on this menu. If I right arrow.
Tabs. Menu. Mushroom FM. The home of the fun guys. With 4 decades of magic mushroom memories. Mushroom FM. Active. Menu item. 1 of 1. Press up or down arrow to navigate. Enter to activate. Mushroom FM. The home of the fun guys. With 4 decades of magic mushroom memories. Mushroom FM. Active. Menu item. 1 of 1.
Now, I would normally tap the control key because that's quite repetitive, which is slightly frustrating. But what we've got here is a list of the active tabs when you are working with this in a Chrome window. This is great because you could have a lot of tabs open and it's a way to just bring them all up in a list and get to the page that you're interested in. All right, arrow.
Chrome box. Menu. Open keyboard shortcuts menu control plus alt plus slash. Menu item.
We're going to continue to traverse this menu, but we will revisit some of these options in a moment. So I'll right arrow.
Actions. Menu. Click on current item search plus space. Menu item. Start or end selection search plus S. Click on current item search plus space.
And that's all we have right now. So you can select text in here as well. We'll right arrow.
Heading. Menu.
Now we've got a list of headings that are on the page. So if I down arrow, for example.
Mushroom FM. Currently on air heading 2. What's happening on the Mushroom FM Twitter feed? Recent blog posts heading 2.
And we've got all these headings here. And then when I press enter, it will jump focus to that heading on the page and you'll be able to navigate. By the way, while I remember to mention it, you can read continuously in ChromeVox by pressing the ChromeVox key, which in most cases is the search key, and R. And of course, if you have sticky mode enabled, then you can just press the letter R for read, and it will read continuously. All right, arrow.
Landmark. Menu.
And again, we've got a list of landmarks in a menu.
Link. Menu.
And links.
Form controls. Table. Menu. Search the menus.
And now we've wrapped around to the menu again. So one of the most important commands for a ChromeVox user to know is the search key with the full stop or period key, and also to get into that learn mode, search key with O plus K. And if you remember those two things, and also perhaps the search key with O and T for the tutorials, you have a lot in your toolbox there to get up to speed and familiar with how ChromeVox works. I'd like now to visit the ChromeVox options and see how configurable it is. To do that, as the menu said, we press the ChromeVox key with O, and then O on its own.
Tab created. ChromeVox panel. ChromeVox options. ChromeVox options.
Now I'm going to navigate with the right arrow key. I have got sticky mode on right now.
ChromeVox options. Heading 1. Enable verbose descriptions. Tick box. Ticked. Press search plus space to toggle.
I am going to leave the verbose descriptions on for the purposes of this tutorial, but as you become more familiar with ChromeVox, you'll probably want to disable that.
Automatically read page after it finishes loading. Tick box. Not ticked.
I personally prefer to do that. I like the page just reading automatically, so I'm going to press the space bar to check this box. Remember, I have got sticky mode on.
Automatically read page after it finishes loading. Tick box. Ticked.
If you don't have sticky mode on, you will want to press the search key with the space bar to check the box. Now I'll press right arrow.
Speak text under the mouse. Tick box. Not ticked. Use pitch changes. Change pitch when speaking element types in quoted, deleted, bolded, parenthesized or capitalized text. Tick box. Ticked.
That could be quite a nice feature or it could be irritating. I'm going to uncheck that for now.
Change pitch when...
And go on.
When reading capitals. Say, cap, before letter. Button. Has pop up. With two items. Collapsed.
As is the case with many screen readers, you can have it say the word cap or you can raise the pitch for an uppercase letter.
Read numbers as. Words. Button.
That's fine.
Pop up. With two items. Punctuation echo. Sum. Button. Announce download notifications. Tick box. Ticked.
Because this is all based around Google Chrome, you do have a good download manager here in Chrome OS, and this is where your built-in storage comes in handy. You can download media to your device.
Turn off sticky mode when editing text. Smart sticky mode. Tick box. Ticked. When playing audio. Play at normal volume even if Chromebox is speaking. Button. Has pop-up. With three items. Collapsed. Press search plus space to activate.
I'm interested in what the options are, so I'm going to turn sticky mode off now by pressing the search key twice.
Sticky mode disabled.
Now let's see if I can expand this list.
When playing audio. Play at normal volume even if Chromebox is speaking. Button. Has pop-up. With three items. Collapsed. When playing audio, play at normal volume even if Chromebox is speaking. Button. Has pop-up. With three items. Collapsed.
It's not letting me expand it, actually. That's odd.
When playing audio, button. Has pop-up. With three items. Expanded.
There we go. Now let's see if we can down arrow.
List box. With three items. Play at lower volume when Chromebox is speaking. List item. Pause playback when Chromebox is speaking. List item. 3 of 3.
That's an interesting option there.
Pause playback when Chromebox...
So, whenever Chromebox speaks, the audio pauses, and then when Chromebox stops speaking, the audio resumes again. I don't know of another screen reader that does that. That would be an interesting one. Anyway, I'll up arrow and accept what we had before, I think.
Play at normal volume even if Chromebox is speaking. When playing audio...
I just pressed enter to accept that choice, and now we'll continue to navigate. I'll leave sticky mode off for now, so I'm going to hold the search key down and press right arrow as we continue to go through these Chromebox options.
Voices. Heading 2.
These are grouped by heading, and when you know that, it means that you can use the heading navigation keys to jump to different sections of this screen.
Select current voice. Select current voice. System text to speech voice. Button. Has pop-up. With 60 items. Collapsed.
Whoa.
Press search plus space to activate.
Let's see if we can change the voice.
Select current voice. Button. Has pop-up. With 60 items. Expanded.
We're down arrow.
List box. With 60 items. Chrome OS Bahasa Indonesia. List item. 2. Chrome OS Deutsch 1. Chrome OS Deutsch 2.
Whoa. We'll see if we can get down to some English ones.
Chrome OS Francais 4. Chrome OS Francais. Chrome OS Francais. Chrome OS Francais, Chrome OS Espanol, Chrome OS Deutsch 3, Chrome System Text to Speech Voice, Chrome OS Bahasa Indonesia, Chrome OS Deutsch 1.
I'm not sure where English is, but we'll see if we can find it. I'll pause the recording and just do some navigating. Okay, I've done that. Now, there were just a few down the list, actually.
Chrome OS US English 1. List.
Now, if I remember rightly, I'm quite fond of the US English 5 voice, so we'll see if we find that.
Chrome OS US English 5.
And press enter.
Select current voice. Chrome OS US English 5. Button. Has pop-up. With 60 items.
We're right arrow.
Automatically switch Chromebox voice based on language. Tick box. Not ticked. Press search plus space to toggle.
Oh man, I am much, much happier with that voice personally. I really like that voice, so we'll continue with it.
Open text to speech settings search plus O. Then S. Use to install. Manage and customize voices. Link. Formatting. Heading 2.
Now we're on to the next heading for formatting.
Announce text styling. Tick box. Ticked. Braille. Heading 2. Select an 8-dot Braille table. Select an 8-dot Braille table. English, United States.
I will come back to Braille later in the tutorial.
Switch to 6-dot Braille. Button. Enable word wrap. Tick box. Ticked. Show Braille commands in the Chromebox menus. Tick box. Not ticked.
I'm going to enable that.
Show Braille commands in the Chromebox menus. Tick box. Ticked.
That'll be handy for when we connect a Braille display later.
Bluetooth Braille display. Heading 2. Select a Bluetooth Braille display. Select a Bluetooth Braille display. Button.
We will have a look at this when I have a compatible Braille display to hand to show you.
Connect. Disabled. Forget. Disabled. Virtual Braille display. Heading 2. Simulates the output of a refreshable Braille display in the Chromebox panel at the top of the screen.
This is a particularly compelling feature because Chromebooks are big in education, and you can understand why. You can get some very rugged Chromebooks, so the kids can knock them about a bit in their backpacks and their school bags, and they'll still function. They can see you well and truly through a school day. People can't install all sorts of software that could cause them to get up to mischief or cause configuration issues with the devices. They're really cheap, so they're ideal for the education system. And so the fact that Google has included this in the accessibility part is really a very good thing.
Lines. Lines. Spin button. 1. Min 1. Cells in each line. Cells in each line. Spin button. 40. Min 1. Current display style is side by side. Change display style to interleave. Button. Enable developer options. Heading 2. Enable developer options. Collapsed. Button.
These options seem to reveal logging for a range of things like earcons and web activity and various things of that nature. So for most of us mortals, there won't be anything useful in this menu. And those are the things that are available in this series of options for Chromebox. We got there, just a reminder, by pressing the search key with O, which is the options key, and then O once again for the options dialog. So search key with O, then O. And as we conclude our look at Chromebox, so you know your way around it and you can use the Chromebook effectively, let's take a look at one of the other tutorials available in the options. So we'll press the search key with O and then T.
Chromebox tutorial, heading 1. Press search plus right arrow or search.
I'm just going to tab around this screen.
Quick orientation, link. Essential keys, link. Navigation, link. Command references, link. Sounds and settings, link. Press search plus space to activate.
Why don't we do that? Because I think this one will be a useful one to do as we wrap up our introduction to Chromebox.
Sounds. Heading 1. Press search plus right arrow or search plus left arrow to navigate this lesson.
Well, we know a little bit about Chromebox now, so actually I'm going to turn sticky mode on by pressing the search key twice.
Sticky mode enabled.
And now we'll press right arrow.
Chromebox uses sounds to give you essential and additional information. You can use these sounds to navigate more quickly by learning what each sound means. Once you get more comfortable, you can turn off verbose descriptions in speech and rely on them for essential information about the page. Here's a complete list of sounds and what they mean.
From now on, whenever I press right arrow, or if you don't have sticky mode on, search with right arrow, it's going to play a sound and tell you what that sound is all about. And it is true, if you get used to these sounds, then you can actually be quite efficient by turning the verbosity way down. So listen closely, here we go.
A modal alert. A non-modal alert. A button. An unticked tick box. A ticked tick box. An editable text field. An invalid key press. A link. A list box or combo box. A page load in progress.
Quite soothing, isn't it? Sounds like a ticking clock.
A pop-up button. A slider.
Now, that page load in progress is not stopping, and I'm not sure how to stop it. So that's a bit of a bug, isn't it? We can't stop the page load sound.
Wrap from beginning to end or end to beginning inside a page. Main menu. Button. Exit tutorial. Button. Chromebox to exit tutorial. Button.
Hopefully we'll get the
press search
sound behind us when we press exit.
Sticky mode disabled. Chromebox. Mushroom blog.
It's finally gone. There we go. Well, it does help you to learn what those sounds mean. And if you become familiar with them, then clearly that is actually a lot more efficient than hearing tick box ticked or whatever Chromebox chooses to describe the controls as. So efficiency nuts, rejoice. That is quite a cool feature. And that's where we're going to wrap this first installment of the Chromebook tutorial and review. And in the next installment, we'll have a look at some more accessibility features and then go on to having a look at some real-world use.